Chapter 10. And the cat came back. Penny, Robin, Frankie, and I sprint through the forest until we're wheezing and out of breath. I don't hear footsteps behind us. I think we lost the cards. That was close. This is getting scary. We have to find our way out before they catch us. I like my head just where it is, on my neck. We need to get to the rabbit's house, Frankie says, panting a little. That may be our last chance to swallow the right thing. Let's rest for a minute first, Robin suggests, holding her side. We find a shady spot to hide. The four of us sit on a bed of fuchsia and electric blue leaves in a shallow ditch, hidden from the path by bushes. I can't stop thinking about Cliff. Who trapped him, exactly? Was he really cursed? Did the same fairy who cursed and trapped Mary Rose curse and trap Cliff? Could we get cursed and trapped, too? Is there really no way out? Why are we here anyway? What if it wasn't Mary Rose who brought us to Wonderland? Oh, yay, Robin says. What are you yaying about? I ask. I am not feeling anything to yay about. He's back, Robin cheers. She's motioning directly across from us. I look over. The Cheshire Cat is there, resting on his side on a thin brown branch. Frankie jumps up. It's the Cheshire Cat. Most of him, anyway. I don't see his tail.
Then you're not looking hard enough,
the cat responds. His tail, which really wasn't there a second ago, swishes out from underneath him. Penny crosses her arms over her chest. She's about as excited by the riddle-speaking cat as I am. Not very. Mr. Cat, I say, do you know Cliff?
Sure do,
the cat responds. He said he's been trying to find the right swallow for decades and hasn't been able to.
There's Cliff now,
the cat says and lifts his furry chin. What? I whirl around. I don't see Cliff. I only see an actual cliff behind us. The cat laughs. Penny groans. I didn't mean a cliff, I say. I mean the guy named Cliff. Do you know him or not? He's wearing bell-bottom jeans. He has brown hair.
The hair is with the Hatter, says the cat.
No, I say. Hair. Brown hair. Like mine, I add, grabbing a fistful of my curly tendrils. The Cheshire Cat shakes his head.
If you think your hair is a rabbit, I can't help you, child.
I give up. Seriously, I give up. Mr. Cheshire Cat, Frankie says, forget the hair. The cat eyes Frankie.
How can I forget the hair? It's on your head. Did you forget your hair somewhere? Do you need help finding it?
Penny slaps a hand against her forehead. Listen, Mr. Cat, I say. You told us a swallow would take us back home. So far, we've swallowed tarts, tea, sandwiches, leaves, potions, mushrooms, a cookie, and soup. But we're still here.
Are you?
The cat says. He begins disappearing slowly, his body fading first, and then his grin lingering before it vanishes too. Penny stomps her foot against the leaves. Abby, you chased him away. I did not. I needed to get some answers. Robin sits down on a log. Abby, why can't you and Penny just calm down? This is fun. Let's hang out. Hang out here? I say, staring at her. Robin, the cards are after us. The queen is going to chop off our heads. All the movies have a happy ending, she says, twirling her ponytail. I'm sure we will, too. This isn't a movie, Robin, Penny cries. This is real life. Yeah, exactly. I never expected to be on Penny's side about anything, but she's right. I'm right. Calm down, you guys, Robin says. We can't take this out on each other. This is all Frankie's fault, Penny grumbles. Frankie gasps. Hey! I yell, facing Penny. She didn't mean to fall into the hole. Then she should have looked where she was going. Penny snaps, taking a step toward me. You shouldn't have made us play cards outside when it was so windy. I retort, jabbing my finger at her. I told you it was windy, but did you listen? No. Frankie and Robin back away, pretending to have great interest in a berry tree. You're such a know-it-all, Penny cries. I'm such a know-it-all, you're such a know-it-all, and you're so bossy. You're the bossiest person who ever lived, Penny says, her cheeks bright red, and you scared the Cheshire Cat away before he could tell us how to get home. Suddenly, the cat reappears on the tree branch with his big grin. You're back, Frankie says, clapping her hands together. Mr. Cheshire Cat, can you tell us where to find the rabbit's house?
It's 1,000 feet ahead and 300 feet that aren't right, he says.
Huh? What does that mean? Penny demands. What's not right? The cat disappears again. This time his grin is the first to go. Crumbs, Penny mutters, kicking a pebble. Seriously? Stop stealing my word! You can't steal a word, Abby, she says. But fine, I won't say crumbs if it means that much to you. I won't use your precious word. Good! Don't! If we don't get out of here soon, I'm going to end up beheading Penny. The cat appears again. I get excited, but he disappears just as quickly. Then appears, then disappears. Ah! Stop doing that! I yell.
Hair today, gone tomorrow, says the Cheshire Cat, appearing once more. Am I or am I not?
Look, Mr. Cat, Frankie says, I'm sorry my friends are arguing. Is there anything else you can tell us about how to get home?
The surprise was a disguise you saw with your eyes,
the cat responds. My head hurts. I can't tell if he's giving us more clues or just being annoying. The surprise was a disguise you saw with your eyes? What does that even mean? Before I can ask, the cat, of course, disappears. This time, he doesn't come back.